Well, Khushyar Karimi is an Iranian doctor, author and former refugee. Now living in Sydney, his latest book, Journey of a Thousand Storms, tells the story of his escape from Iran into Turkey and then the ordeals he and his family faced there. They were stateless, penniless and, like refugees everywhere, they had to try and work out what to do next. I spoke to Khushyar when he was in Adelaide recently for the Writers' Festival and he told me about that moment when he made it across the Turkish border without being questioned and he knew he was free.
Oh, that was one of the most thrilling, like, breathtaking moments of my life. Cross the border, I'm in Turkey, I'm euphoric, I'm exhilarated, very, very happy, but only lasted 24 hours until I found that virtually no country in the world giving me visa to go. Turkey is not safe for me at all, and I can only stay in Turkey for 3 months. I'm not allowed to work or study. I have couple of $1,000 money, that's all.
And a wife and two small children.
Yes, one is just born, he's a newborn, the other one 4 years old, very vulnerable. The situation was really, really fragile and scary, yeah.
And gave you a great insight into the whole people smuggling world, because you had to live in a cheap part of town and try to work out how you could illegally get to another country. Tell me a little bit about the dangers of doing that kind of thing.
You know, when I see asylum seekers sitting on the boat, I understand where they come from. That moment, I would do anything to go somewhere safe. I tried every avenue. I went to almost every embassy in Istanbul, Turkey. Then I got disappointed. Then I went to people smugglers. They were everywhere in Turkey. The problem was they were asking for $7,000 and above because there's four of us. I didn't have enough money. Otherwise, I would try. I would try people smugglers.
Some of those people smugglers are just criminals. Yeah. I guess maybe some people would say they all are, but certainly some of them were seriously nasty criminals. What kind of experiences did you have that made you realise that?
7 out of 10 are really liars. They are not. They have no ability to take you anywhere. So I went to many of them. At the end, one Turkish guy said, for $4,000 I can take you to Greece. And then, luckily, the receptionist at the hotel, I was talking to in the lobby of the hotel with this man. He knew him, and he just pulled me aside, and he said, don't give him any money. This man is a criminal. Police is after him. His name was Mustafa. And then he said, don't tell him you got money. He will come to your room at night and rob you. He doesn't know which way Greece is. He will just take you somewhere in the bush and leave you there, or he might even harm you. And it's very, very dangerous. So since that day, I was just running away from Mustafa.
But eventually you did find a way to get to Australia, legally. Tell me about that.
Well, listen, there is a way. Thank God, there is, you know, United Nations. So I went to United Nations, and then they interviewed me 3 months later. And 3 months after that, they accepted me. There are multiple problems here. First of all, United Nations in Turkey or anywhere else, they don't support you. You are an asylum seeker. You are not a refugee. So you have to somehow survive for around 6 months until you get results from UN. The second problem is huge, is around 90-something percent of interviews fail, which means they don't recognize you as a refugee. You have to prove you are a victim of human rights violence and you are in danger. If you go back, you get killed. And so in that case, you have proved that they will support you. And
so how did you do that?
My case was real. I had 7.5 hours interview in 2 days. And then there was a French officer, you know, she was lovely. And she hugged my wife and my children and said, you're going to start a new life. She was so supportive. Well, around 6 months later, eventually UN said, yep, we recognize your case has been accepted. They started paying me $120 a month.
That must have seemed like heaven.
Well, that was life-saving because I ran out of money. I was stealing electricity, stealing food, everything. In Turkey, you have to buy water, drinking water. It was really, really life-saving, the last second.
Living in Australia, but having gone through the ordeal that you did go through for so long, how do you feel about Australia's attitude to refugees?
Well, I think a bit paranoid and a bit harsh sometimes. Like, well, I understand all the problems. I know that the government has to check these people, make sure they don't have criminal background and all that. But what I don't agree with is detention centers. I think it's very cruel to put women and children for years, I'm talking years, in detention centers. It's so inhumane to do that to children. I was in Turkey as an asylum seeker, but I was free. I could walk in the streets and look at the shops and look at people. Otherwise, I would have hanged myself. So that's one thing. The other thing is I think we should have more accepting, more hospitable attitude towards people coming for help. And I think refugees carry a big asset. Every person has an asset, which is a mental, intellectual, or wealth, or business opportunity to create business. And I think we are all have come from other parts of the world to this country. So we have to be a bit more positive about people coming to us, give them a chance to live here, and look at the people who will do great. There are many, many examples, like Albert Einstein as a refugee, that changed the world. You know, refugees do have, for any reason, financial reason or human rights or escaping for their life, they have one thing in common. They all have a strong passion to build a new life and do the right thing.
That's Kushyar Karimi. He's an Iranian doctor. He's an author. He's written 3 books, I think, now. And he's a former refugee with an amazing story to tell. And that one, the story of his journey from the Turkish border to Australia. It's called Journey of a Thousand Storms, and it's published by Penguin.